Good morning. Today is Tuesday with Urban Chick Chatter Podcast. Today our topic will be, how do we define self-love? Self-love is a multi-dimensional concept that is deep and unconditional for oneself. We have to make sure that we learn to love ourselves in different ways. Self-love involves self-acceptance. So you will embrace yourself. You will embrace your strengths, your weaknesses, your flaws, your vulnerabilities, without judgment of yourself or criticism. You have to acknowledge your humanity and accept oneself as whole and imperfect being. Another concept of self-love is self-compassion. You have to treat oneself kindly and treat yourself with kindness. You have to be understanding, care, and sometimes we may suffer during difficult times, but we have to learn how to be warm and impotent towards oneself. The next core that involves self-love is self-respect. Honoring one's value, we have to believe in ourselves. We have to set our boundaries. We have to refuse to compromise. Stop compromising with people. We have to learn how to forsake others and heal ourselves. Another core is self-kindness. Engage in nurturing. You have to have a supportive behavior towards others and yourself. Practice self-love. Practice self-affirmations. Practice soothing techniques for yourself. Make sure you prioritize your life and your daily well-being. Next is self-trust. That is the ability to not judge yourself real hard, but do put judgment on yourself. You have to learn how to trust yourself. You need to learn how to align your values and your goals. You have to learn your inner wisdom. And what it means by that, you have to trust your own judgment. Stop letting people tell you what you should, could, and would have been. You know what you are. Last is self-growth. Self-growth means you have self-improvement of yourself. You have to recognize your ups and downs. Learn how to do self-reflection on yourself. Give your own self praise. You don't wait for nobody else to give you praise. Do self-discovery. Know who you are and what you stand for. Self-love is not narcissistic nor selfish, but rather a cultivating a healthy and balanced relationship with yourself. It is a foundation for building resilience, fostering meaningful relationships, and learning and living a fulfilled life. By practicing self-love, an individual can cultivate greater inner peace, happiness, and overall well-being. We need to learn how to be positive towards ourselves. Sometimes we may have negative thoughts, but we have to learn how to overcome that. We need to learn how to identify our negative thoughts. The first step to that is becoming aware of your negative thoughts. You need to pay attention to your inside dialect. And when you've noticed and experienced self-criticism, you need to get your journal and write it down. That way you can examine your evidence of yourself. You can learn how to support yourself through thoughts. Support yourself through explanation of why, what, when, where, and how, and why you did that. You can also generate different thoughts of yourself. What should I say to a friend in a certain situation? How might someone else interpret this situation? What a more realistic and compassionate way to view this? That is your generate alternative thought of your journaling. Practice reframing yourself. Refrain from negative thoughts and behaviors. You got to repeat and reinforce. And what that means is you have to practice. What you practice and put out is what you need to practice every day. It becomes a habit. So just learn that with self-love, it's a very meaningful thing. Self-love is more than a buzzword. It is a foundational aspect of mental and emotional health. It involves recognizing your worth, treating yourself with kindness, and prioritizing your needs. Research shows that practicing self-love leads to a greater resilience and overall life satisfaction. And by understanding what self-love truly means, we can begin to nurture it in our own lives. We need to learn how to have power and control and learn to practice meditation, which helps with your inner voice. We need to learn self-esteem. Self-esteem is tied to our sense of worth and values as an individual. It is essential to be self-esteem and self-worthy, which comes from within. We need to boost our self-esteem by setting realistic goals, celebrating our achievements, and practicing self-affirmations. Remember, self-esteem is a recognition of our inherent values regardless of external validation. We need to learn to embrace our imperfections. Society can sometimes pressure us into thinking that we're not self-accepted, but you have to learn how to push from that. You need to embrace your flaws. I know I have flaws, and I embrace them every day, but I learn to build on them and correct them to make them where they are smooth and not recognized by other people. Because guess what? We are beautiful human beings. So, with Urban Chick Chatter, we've covered a lot in this episode, from understanding the importance of self-love to strategies of helping ourselves, nurturing ourselves. And remember, self-love is a journey. It's okay to have setbacks along the way. Keep practicing self-compassion, challenging your inner critic, and embracing imperfections. I thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to more episodes. Until next time, be kind to yourself. Peace and love with Urban Chick Chatter from Port Arthur, Texas. Don't forget to check out my link tree that I will drop in this video. Joy 365 is a devotional as well as a affirmation journal that we have called Choose Joy, that I was one of the 365 authors that I participated in this historical event. So just go out and support me and the authors that put in the hard work on this book. I thank you for your time and patience. And like they always say, just remember who you are. Because at the end of the day, you got this. Embrace the opportunity that brings trust and ability. Be blessed.